So this is the 1800 block of State Street in downtown Granite City. This is the promised land, is what it is. It's the land of opportunity, and as much as that may sound hackneyed or trite, it's true. We're going to start with what is somewhat a chronological tour, but also it mirrors the geography of our evolution over here. And so this lot was $178 at the Madison County tax sale. Right now it carries the working title Cloud Lot. What we're doing here is somewhat of an equal balance of indoor and outdoor. Essentially what you have is a makeshift sanctuary, an urban sanctuary. The six pews came from Jesus Place Mission down the street. This is Launchpad, and this will truly be a programmable outdoor exhibition space. So the Launchpad is essentially a circle that abuts the sidewalk, and it has about a half a foot of shale. And it truly, to me, has a Cape Canaveral ambience to it. The 1800 block of State Street has no trees on the actual street. And it usually has no parked cars except for when we're here. So it's truly, utterly vacant. So if you can imagine nothing, this is what we're working with. So we have a program to do 50 trees on the sidewalk here in planters that will be fashioned from actual steel from the mill. It's about making something out of what purportedly was nothing. So we'll make our way this way. We have two buildings there that are under contract. Those are apartment buildings, and ideally, ultimately, they'll house artists and student artists and potentially even a residency program. So across the street, we have two other properties. We envision a dormitory, if you will, for the program. Yeah, total acquisition costs now are around $75,000 for essentially three quarters of a block of real estate. All right, we're entering the Land Art Studio. This is a piece by Meredith Foster. It will have a reflecting pool. It's gold leaf. Earlier when we were discussing why are people interested in what we're doing, and that is, I really think that there's, you know, can we return high-paced hustle and bustle daily to the 1800 block of State Street? Probably not, but we can definitely every once in a while have a convergence of, you know, several hundred people enjoying an art exhibition, enjoying the grounds and things of that nature. We're going to go into insurance, which will be the first gallery space. So most of the buildings have gorgeous tin ceilings. This building luckily didn't have significant water damage to the roof, and so the tin ceiling's intact. What's amazing is there was a drop ceiling underneath the fluorescent lights. We took the drop ceiling down, essentially plugged in the fluorescent lights, and bingo. That's the other thing, is that we've dealt with pre-existing constraints and parameters. There's new challenges and new opportunities each day. And what I like is that as much as we have a blueprint, somewhat of a roadmap, it changes every 45 minutes. It really does. From here, maybe we'll make our way outside. We can't. This is locked. We're going to go around the other way. My phone's dead. My battery won't come back, which is really strategically timed. Like, I don't need to be talking to anybody now. These will be truly live-work rental spaces. So, you know, there obviously needs to be income generation, right? I mean, how can all of this be sustainable? And part of that sustainable plan will be these live-work apartments, which are massive, but they're also a massive undertaking in terms of both require gut rehab. All of these student desks were here when we came. They will be outside in one of the parking lots that now is part of our campus, if you will. We'll keep walking here. This is a window installation. Again, windows that came from another building that Mitchell Kirkwood put together. So this space here will, again, be studio space. So these are two lots that are now part of our campus, if you will. And we'll have screenings on the walls. This is a former Frito-Lay truck. When Chris Carl was at the University of Illinois, he repurposed this Frito-Lay truck as a mobile exhibition unit called Urbana Land Arts. To be honest, we've had bewilderment, which is almost usually the case, but it ends with optimism. We're just so incredibly happy about being embraced. It's linked to the history of Granite City as an industrial city, about doing, about making things happen. And I want to argue that this is not just about GCAT or Granite City, but it's about maybe rediscovering Metro East and specifically Route 3. So after you come visit us, get back on the Confluence Trail. You could be biking. Go to the Lewis and Clark History Museum and then go to Alton. So we have those two properties. The property on the right formerly was a doctor's office. That gallery will be called Esperin, and we're slated to open on that hopefully like early November will be our first exhibition there. Adjacent to that was an old wallpaper and paint store. We'll do another exhibition space there. It was called Harry's Wallpaper and Paints. This field, which is pretty much the size of a football field, was purchased from the city of Granite City for $1,000. It takes me about 3 hours to mow. To say that lot has limitless potential is an understatement. It's just, look at that lot. I just stare at it. Of course, I stare at it a long time when I'm mowing, but it's amazing, right? So that's the amazing opportunity we have here, and that is not only to create something artistic, but also for it to have community value and community utility, truly.